KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA in KZN has raised concerns over what will replace the police's political killings task team.
The National Minister of Police must tell us what alternative he's putting in place, because we've got municipal elections coming. The political landscape in our province has changed entirely. Are we 100% sure that it's going to be free and fair elections, or are we going to have challenges?
Minister Senzo Mkhunu disbanded it last month, saying it hadn't added value to investigations into political killings. The provincial DA's comments come amid the ongoing murder case of Umgeni's former chief whip, Nhlalayenza Ndlovu. He was gunned down at his home near Mbopomeni in full view of his wife and children in December 2023. The party's KZN leader, Francois Rogers, attended the bail hearing at the Howick Magistrates Court yesterday for two suspects linked to the murder. One accused, Thobani Hlongwa, was denied bail, while the second, who made his first appearance, remains in custody until March. Rogers says the political killings task team has been of no help in finding the mastermind behind Ndlovu's death.
Again, you've got to ask yourself, why are they dissolving it? Is it because it was ineffective? Because in our opinion, it was fairly ineffective. If we look at the case of Nhlalayenza and the lack of interest in working together with stakeholders, including the family, by the way, you've got to ask yourself, what is going on?
And KZN Transport is today kicking off a province-wide inspection of damaged roads and homes. It's in reaction to increased heavy rains that have lashed parts of KZN since the year began. The department says it's received numerous calls from communities that are isolated and battling to access schools, hospitals and socioeconomic centres. Spokesperson Dabezintle Sibiya says Operation Siyahlola kicks off in Adams, south of Durban.
Prolonged rainfall has affected construction of new projects and worsened the condition of roads that are being repaired. Equally, as we move communities to new houses, a long list of residents without houses is increasing following the destruction of their houses. As the department, we offer to be on the side of affected communities, working with other departments and other spheres of government.
And abroad, the UK and Ukraine will sign a 100-year partnership later as Keir Starmer meets President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. The treaty includes defence and scientific collaboration and aims to forge new community links. Sky's Serena Barker-Singh says the timing of the visit is important.
This is obviously in the context, you know, days ahead of the inauguration of Donald Trump in the White House. And whilst Joe Biden has been steadfast in his support, Trump has made clear he wants the conflict to end quickly. And there's an expectation that Putin is trying to take as much territory ahead of that.
The top story this hour, the DA in KZN has raised concerns over what will replace the police's recently disbanded political killings task team. It's amid the ongoing murder case of Umgeni's former chief whip Nhlalayenza Ndlovu. For Newswatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.